Lord, I pray your word would be a lamp unto our feet, a light to our path. Hide it in our hearts, Lord, that we may not sin against you. Amen. Hey, in my prayer time, the Lord had me rereading some stuff, and it's just Romans chapter 12, a real familiar word, and I just really didn't understand what the Lord was saying when I first read it, and then if you spend more time just hanging out there, it'll always come to you, you know, what he's really trying to say. Just real familiar verses. Romans 12, 1 and 2. I urge you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship, or which you ought to do. It's like the right thing to do. Do not be conformed to this world, this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Okay. So, in this scripture here, familiar verses, right? We want to focus on one thing, and that's about presenting ourselves as living sacrifices to God, as though we're laying ourselves on the altar, okay? And that life, every moment that we live through our day, is like lived on that altar, okay? That I'm constantly, it's not like a one-time thing I do. It's not like I present my body on this because I got saved. No. It says present. This is talking to Christians, okay? Present your bodies as living sacrifice to the Lord. Okay, this is what you ought to be doing, is what he says. All right? And then seeking in verse 2 is talking about being transformed by the renewing of our minds and finding out what the will of God is for my life, that you may prove what the will of God is or test God's will in my life. And see, knowledge alone doesn't transform my mind. We think that transforming our mind is like Bible study. Bible study is good, okay? That alone doesn't transform my mind, okay? Just knowledge alone. Revelation doesn't transform me, okay? It's the choices that I make on that altar that transforms me. You follow me? Again, I was brought up that way. I mean, in a group I was with in Germany years ago, that transforming your mind is just scripture. If you just learn enough scripture and meditate and memorize it, your mind will be transformed. Okay? Yeah, kind of, you know, but not alone. All right? Because if I'm reading scripture and studying Bible study, but yet on the altar I keep jumping off of it because I don't yield myself to the will of God, that knowledge is useless. You follow me? It's there on the altar that I find myself constantly. Whether or not I'm going to yield to God's sovereignty in my life and what He's trying to do, that transforms me, right? So I'm presenting myself to God on that altar today. The very first thing that happens that day is something that goes wrong, something I'd rather not, you know. And then I find myself on the altar griping and complaining, and I jump off of it, okay? Right? I'm not being conformed or transformed at that moment. But as I'm on that altar, and I'm yielding to the will of God for my life, which is whatever's going on at that moment, you got it? Then I'm transformed. My mind begins to be renewed. The will of God becomes more evident and more real in my life than I've ever known. I can't know the will of God just again by just a knowledge. Lord, what do you want me to do? Well, why don't we start with yielding to whatever's going on in your life right now? Well, how do I know what's coming out of your mouth? Because Jesus said, whatever fills your heart is what comes out of your mouth, right? The good treasure comes out of the mouth, you know. So, if I find myself complaining, fussing, griping, worrying, stress, you know, all this stuff that's pouring out of my mouth, then I have somewhere jumped off of that altar. And I'm not submitting and yielding to God. But if out of my mouth comes, "Thank you, Lord, I yield myself," even though my emotions are screaming right now, I have a will that's greater than that, right? Don't trust in a prayer. We did that whole thing. You don't trust in your emotions, even though God does use them. Of course He does. But at that moment, and those moments in time in our lives every day, we really do live on an altar. We really do live yielding moment by moment to His will for my life. And the more I yield, the more I'm transformed, and the more my will becomes conformed to His will. You follow me? That's really what happens. His will, my will becomes just kind of one. And after a while, I'm just really yielding to that will. Jesus always yielded to the will of the Father as man. Okay? He walked on earth as man, laying aside His rights as God, walking as man, constantly yielding to the will of God. Well, how do you always know the will of God? Well, what's going on in your life? You know? Where did I go to work today? That's God's will that I go to work there. Right? Okay. Whoever I run into that day, it's God's will that I've run into them. Right? Whatever happens that day, God is in control of that. So I have moment by moment opportunities. We talk about that a lot. Even in my car, when I get in it and pull out in the road, you know. And I catch every red light in Selma. You ever done that? You're just in a hurry to go somewhere and you catch every red light there is. Okay? That's the will of God for your life at that moment. You're on an altar. Always remember that. You're always on that altar. And if I surrender to that, it can be anything in life. I'm just using that as an example. So many different things, right? Then I'm being transformed and conformed at that moment. All right? I don't have to go and get memory verses about it. I just need to yield to it. Right? That's not going to help me. I used to think that I'd have to stack of memory verses. I'd just quote them all, and I thought, something right. And then I would think, you know, whew, it's because I'm not yielding to your will. What comes out of your heart, Craig? You know? What's coming out of your mouth? That's how you know. What comes out of your mouth? You know, James talks about that fresh water coming out, bitter water coming out. With our mouth, we're blessing the Lord, and with it, we're cursing men, you know, or cursing our situation, right? He said, these things ought not be this way. Let this fresh water come out. Bless the Lord. Thank Him, you know. That's your reasonable service of worship. That's what these verses are talking about. That is what we're called to do. And you'll find again, and I'll leave you with this, that your will be transformed to His will. And the decisions you make on that altar will become easier. Amen? So let's stop squirming and fighting on the altar, okay? Let's stay up there where we belong. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.